The Pillow Man, the most recent production being offered by Cadence Theatre Company in partnership with Virginia Rep, is one hell of a play. It's part Franz Kafka, part Friedrich Dürer, and amazingly powerful. It's the kind of play that draws you in from the opening line and doesn't let up for the entire 2.5 hours. Don't worry, the time passes quickly, although playwright Martin McDonagh's words make you feel the anguish and the stilted time that the two prisoners feel. It's an incredibly riveting and soul-wringing experience. McDonagh has the capacity to tell several stories simultaneously. The stories of who these men are, why they have been arrested, and their interrogations form one story, while simultaneously we see the lengths that an artist will go to in order to preserve the art that is the most important to him. He locks his identity onto his creations and will do anything, even the unspeakable, in order to assure that it lives beyond his life. Two brothers are played by Jonathan Conyers and David Janeski. One is the artist, the other mentally challenged, and they share a secret bond that tests their brotherhood. They have been jailed in an unnamed totalitarian country and are interrogated by two hard-nosed policemen played by David Bridgewater and Tony Foley. These four form one of the tightest groups ever seen on the Richmond stage. There is not a weak link among them, and Bridgewater walks the fine line between good cop and evil bureaucrat. It is impossible to trust the police, but these prisoners face the dilemma of having to trust the very people who are trying to connect them to the crimes. The rest of the ensemble is comprised of Eric Brenner, Matt Hackman, Emma Louise Mason, and Sophie Shannon. While their roles may not have as much stage time, they are very important in order to fill in the brothers' shared past and to shed light on the characters. Brian Barker's set is deceptive. Just when you think you've figured out what you're watching, he adds a touch of surrealism that transports the play from harsh reality to an even harsher memory. Holly Sullivan's costumes are good, but you really have to pay attention to one of her makeup subjects. I understand Fight Captain Mark Cottle actually applies the special makeup. Look for it. K. Jennifer Rey's lights are very good, especially as she moves from the present into the past. Kevin Johnson has contributed yet another cool electronic device that this time will make you wince. Steve Perrigard has once again shown just how versatile he is with his directing. He seems to move easily from comedies and children's shows to this searing drama. He has taken us on a bold and dangerous journey, and it is one I don't think I'll soon forget. The Pillow Man reminds me very much of the power that was unleashed in Cadence's production of August Osage County. Each deals with the role of family in the worst possible of situations and manages to wring every bit of emotion possible from the actors, and the effect leaves the audience drained. Put this down as a must-see, a definite must-see for any lover of true drama. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.